Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check today looks at the patchwork of our vaccine rollout. Eleni Abindano wrote the story, but this morning we're joined by editor John Hill to learn more. Hi, John. Long time no talk.
Hi, Catherine. Yeah, it has been.
So Eleni, I understand, is covering a Department of Health press conference as we speak. But the headline of the story is, you know, it's been a patchwork system.
It really has. You know, there's, on the one hand, the Department of Health is screening individual workers to make sure they qualify and sending out their names to hospitals. On the other hand, companies are sort of being left to decide which of their employees fit the categories that the state has laid out. And there's some evidence, too, that, you know, some of the people who are giving vaccinations are kind of making interpretations on their own.
Well, I know it is a hodgepodge, you know, because I was making calls yesterday just to try and find out how this whole new system of 1C is supposed to roll out. And they were still, you know, working up to the last minute yesterday trying to figure out, you know, who's on first.
It's true, yeah. And it's, you know, it's really hard to nail down every single category of worker that fits in these broader categories. And I think the state has sort of decided that that's not really a feasible task. So they have to leave those interpretations up to others.
Well, I know when I talked with Local 5 yesterday, they were a little distressed because they said initially they were told that their workers couldn't get, you know, in to get appointments until the 31st of March. But then I think they massaged that. And so I think they're being bumped up, at least as far as the categories go. So they'll have access soon.
It does seem like it's a moving target. It's very fluid. Things change daily, as you found out when you talked to the Department of Health. I don't know that Hawaii is all that different than other states. I think that this is such a mad rush to get this done for obvious reasons that, I mean, you know, when the dust settles after the fact, maybe we'll look back at this and it'll be some model for how to do this kind of thing and what went right and what went wrong. But now I think the focus is just on getting shots into arms.
Well, the big dilemma, of course, is that we don't have enough vaccines. And it sounds like, based on the volume of calls that were coming in yesterday, that a lot of people do want to get vaccinated, which is a good thing, I guess. But again, it's the supply that's going to drive how soon we can get everybody shots in the arm.
That's true, and that is an encouraging thing that there's such an interest in this. You know, I think that people keep saying that the dam's about to break, that the supply is going to go way up. You know, there's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is in the offing, although I guess there were some production delays there, and that's a one-and-done vaccine. But I keep hearing that, well, we're just on the cusp of things really opening up. And if you follow all the graphs and trackers that various media publish, it does seem like the number of doses getting out is increasing.
Well, I know that there has been some, I guess overlap is a good word. Maybe some folks that were in the 1B category when we were still doing that, some 1C folks were able to get the vaccines. And whether it's the kind of thing where hospitals and clinics don't want to have any vaccine go to waste, that they will have people in a queue waiting around for those extra vaccines.
That's true. That is a very common practice. I know they have to thaw out the number of doses that they're going to use in a given day, and then they have to use them. But, you know, we did, Civil Beat did write, Anita Hofschneider, our reporter, wrote a story about two hospitals on the Big Island that were giving those extra doses to relatives of hospital employees. And there was nothing technically wrong about that, but I think some people would look at that from the outside and say, hey, why can't I be on that list?
Well, you know, I know in my family, I have a nephew that's a doctor in a small island in Guam, right? And so I know the vaccines were offered to my brother. Same kind of thing. I guess it just really depends. And I think even the Veterans Association, the vets were allowing caretakers of vets also to be vaccinated. So, you know, I guess some wiggle room there. I know we're all hearing anecdotal stories about someone who might have cut in line, but whatever works,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, I think that, you know, what's driving this is that everybody wants to get back to their lives, whatever that entails. They want to be able to do things that they haven't been able to do for a year, whether that's have fun or do, you know, get needed medical treatment. So it's understandable that everybody is looking for ways to get in the line.
All right. Well, thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Catherine.
Nice talking to you. That was Investigations Editor John Hill with today's Reality Check. Read Eleni's story online at civilbeat.org.